好，我今天还是想跟大家交通一句我们非常熟悉的经文。
Today I would like to share on a Bible verse that we are very familiar with.
是在这个哥林多后书第五章。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章的第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
这句经文我们都非常非常的熟悉。
We are very familiar with this passage.
这句经文前面一开始告诉我们说，就是我们行事为人。
Here it speaks of the way that we walk.
就是讲到就是英文说到的我们走路一辈子的生活，我们一生的生活。
This refers to the way we walk all the days of our lives.
保罗后面讲到我们一生的生活要怎么过呢？是要凭着信心，不是眼见。
And Paul continues to say, how do we live our entire lives? It is by faith, not by sight.
这句话我们很熟，但是我们常常是单独把这句话拿出来说。
We're very familiar with this verse, but often we take it out of context.
但如果我们真的把这句话放到上下文的时候
But if we read this in this context
我们发现上下文讲到的全部都是属灵的事或者说是甚至是属天的事
Then we see that on the words above and below it speaks only of spiritual matters or heavenly matters
在前面几节特别讲到我们在天上永存的房屋 在第五章的第一节
Here it speaks of our building that is building from God.
然后第四节告诉我们说，我们这必死的生命要必死的要被生命吞灭。
And in verse 4 it says that that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
在后面的时候，我们也发现这里也有我们很熟悉的经文，就是第十七节，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And in verse 17, this phrase that is very familiar to us, that all the old has passed and all is made new.
所以就是保罗在这里告诉我们说，所有属灵的或者说属天的这些真理的实际，是需要我们凭着信心去进入的。
Therefore, Paul is saying that those things that are the spiritual reality, we must enter by faith.
换一句话说。
In other words,
眼见只会阻挡我们进入属灵的实际，经历属灵的实际。
What we see by sight, it would only hinder us from experiencing the spiritual reality.
所以我们现在要问，到底什么是眼见？
Therefore, we must ask, what is by sight?
我记得我刚信主的时候就很熟悉这句话，因为弟兄姊妹经常用这句话鼓励我们。
I remember when I first believed, I was very familiar with this phrase because brothers and sisters often use this verse to exhort us.
然后那个时候的感觉就是眼见就是我看周围的环境是怎么样的。
And at that point, my feeling is that by sight means that I'm looking at circumstances.
然后这个环境这个难处是怎么样的我好像对这个因为我看见了这个环境这个难处我有一个分析有一个判断。
And because I see the circumstances about me and the difficulties about me, that I have some analysis and discernment.
然后我感觉这个就是我的眼见。
And I feel like that is by sight.
所以我在难处的时候应该不去看环境，然后我要凭信心依靠主。
Therefore, in difficulty, I shouldn't look at circumstances, but by faith, I'll rely on my Lord.
这个的确是眼见的一部分。
This is indeed part of walking by sight.
但是我最近一个感觉发现说其实这只是一部分。
But lately I felt that this is only in part.
眼见还包括我们对自己的感觉和判断。
By sight also speaks of our own judgment towards ourselves.
我们可以看这个创世纪三章的六到八节。
We can read Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 to verse 8.
因为这是我们始祖亚当犯罪的时候人第一次好像眼睛被开了
This is the first time man's eyes were open when Adam sinned for the first time
这里边我们请大家翻到我就不具体来读了
Please turn to this passage. We will not read it.
这几节首先告诉我们一件事，就是人的肉体的眼睛开跟知识善恶树的果子有直接的关系。
These verses tells us that for our fleshly eyes to be open, it has a direct relation with the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以这个眼见跟属地的智慧是连在一起的。
Therefore, walking by sight is connected to walking by the wisdom of the world.
然后我们清楚地知道圣经上告诉我们属地的智慧不能让我们认识神。
And we know from scripture that the wisdom of this world cannot allow us to know God.
然后接下来他们吃了这个果子之后，他们就看见自己是赤身露体的。
And after they ate of this fruit, they saw that they themselves are naked.
所以他们紧接着就变成了看自己。
Therefore, we see that they immediately turn to look at themselves.
然后也在看别人。
And also look at others.
然后因着这个看见，他们对自己产生了一个很强的感觉。
And because of this seeing, they had this strong feeling.
然后一个很强的判断。
And they have this strong judgment.
于是他们因着这个感觉，这个判断，接下去就有一个行动。
And because of this feeling and this judgment, they took action.
他们要为自己用这个无花果树的叶子给自己编一个裙子。
That they would make clothes out of this fig tree.
要遮住自己的羞耻。
To cover up their nakedness.
因为我们知道在第二章的最后一节的时候是告诉我们说那个时候他们没有犯罪，虽然他们赤身露体，但并不觉得羞耻。
Because in the end of chapter 2, we know that before they sinned, even though they were naked, they were not ashamed.
所以凭眼见就是在告诉我们说，我们这个看自己，然后看别人，会给我们有一个感觉，一个判断，这个感觉，这个判断，要引领我走我人生的路。
That is to say, by sight means that we will look at ourselves and look at others, and through that we will have a judgment and a feeling, and that will lead us on the way of our life.
所以你看到第六节第三章创世纪第三章的从第六节到第八节那边，他们所有的行动没有一件事情他们问过主。
We see in chapter 3 verse 6 to 8 all their actions they did not consult God.
所以这是主在告诉我们什么叫做凭眼见。
This is how the Lord is telling us what it means to walk by sight.
所以这些都成为我们来到神面前认识神经历神的拦阻。
These things become hindrances for us to come before the Lord and experience Him.
但是可能我们真的必须要承认，就是我们好像这个不看环境已经很难了。
But perhaps we must admit that not looking at circumstances is already very difficult.
然后现在还要说我不看自己的感觉，不凭着我自己的判断去过生活，好像这个比不看环境要难上100倍或者更多的倍。
And now it seems that we're also not only not looking at circumstances, but not looking at ourselves and our feelings. That seems to be way more difficult.
但是这个真的是主在告诉我们说得救的路到底在哪里。
But this indeed is what the Lord tells us the way of salvation.
所以这是为什么彼得告诉我们说信心是魂的救恩。
And that is why Peter tells us that faith is the salvation of our souls.
因为我们刚才在就是看创世纪的那一段，我们发现所有的那些出来的心思感觉我们的判断全都是从我这个堕落的魂出来的。
Because we see from Genesis, all that feeling and our mind and our thoughts are all coming out of this fallen soul.
所以如果我们今天真的愿意跟随主，
Therefore today, if we're truly willing to follow our Lord,
我们必须要在主面前跟主说，
We have to tell the Lord,
主啊，我愿意把信心的锚抛在你的身上。
Lord, I'm willing to cast my anchor of faith in you.
我不要让这些其他的事物，我自己的感觉和判断引导我的心。
I would not let my heart be led by these other things and my own judgment.
虽然我非常容易失败，
even though I fail easily.
因为我 因为我们这个犯罪的人就是天然自然会有这些感觉和判断。
Because as fallen men, we naturally have these kind of things.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
因为在你没有难成的事。
Because to you, nothing is impossible.
并且主还给我们有路。
And the Lord has given us a way.
如果我信不过怎么办？
对。
如果我信不过怎么办
？If I cannot trust him, then what happens?
我真的感觉很强，我自己的判断很强。
I feel that I have a strong discernment in my heart.
然后我好像没有办法信得过主在这个世上可以能够带我过，或者说让我能够战胜这个心里边的这个难处。
In this matter, I cannot trust that the Lord could cause me to overcome this feeling.
主给我们是有路的。
The Lord has given us a way.
就是我们之前福音聚会的时候弟兄带诗歌的时候跟我们分享的那一段。
This is what our brother shared with us during the gospel meeting singing time.
在马可福音九章二十四节。
In Mark chapter 9 verse 24.
当那个父亲带着他被鬼附的儿子来到主面前的时候。
When the father brought the demon-possessed child before the Lord.
他知道他的儿子因着这个被鬼附有多么的痛苦。
He knows how miserable his son is because of being demon possessed.
并且他已经把他的儿子带到过他主耶稣的门徒面前，而门徒没有办法把这个鬼赶出去。
And he has indeed already brought his son to before the disciples, and they couldn't cast out the demon.
所以当主跟他说。只要你信，信就可以。
And when the Lord tells him that as long as you believe, then it is enough.
但是他回答主说，我信，但是我信不足，求主帮助我。
He says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
所以，当我们真的跟主这样呼求的时候，我们要经历主的信实。
When we truly cry out to the Lord in this way, then we'll experience His faithfulness.
这是我的教诲。
This concludes my sharing.
我今天想交通一下，也是关于神的生命和人天然的生命。
Today I would like to share on God's life and man's natural life.
我们周六读过一篇文章，叫做《生命的建造》。
On Saturday we read an article.The
生命的建造，其中有一句话，非常的 capture 我，
And there's a word that captured me.
就是神的方法是借着生命，且全是生命。
God's way is through life and completely only life.
所以读完这句话之后。我心里有三个感受。
After reading this, I had three feelings in my heart.
第一个就是神的家是生命的，是生命的家，是灵宫，是圣洁，不能有掺杂的。
The first is that God's house is holy, and it is a spiritual building, and it cannot be mixed.
第二个感受。
The second.
就是我好像一不小心。常常的我天然的人我自己就会 contribute 我自己的那一部分肉体在这个神的家里。
If I'm not careful, then I start to contribute from my flesh into God's house.
第三个感受。
The third.
我也感谢主，主让我看到了他比我们更在乎这个生命。
I thank the Lord that he has let us see that he cares about this life even more than we do.
他要生命，且全是生命。
He wants life, and it's complete life.
并且他也在亲自动手保守他神家的见证。
And he is doing the work himself to protect God's house testimony.
我想到三个例子。
I thought of three examples.
就是有时候我们在和朋友谈到福音的时候。
Sometimes when we speak of the gospel with gospel friends.
常常感觉我们说了很多话，花了很多力气。
Often we feel that we have said a lot and we have spent a lot of effort.
但是朋友的心就像一座大山一样，丝毫不动。
But our friend's heart seems like a huge mountain and would not move.
带下来的马上就是很大的无力感。
and we feel hopeless.
然后主在环境里稍微动一点手之后，
and in circumstances when the Lord starts doing a little bit of work himself,
我们就看到朋友的心开始动摇了，开始思考和寻求了。
And we see the friend's heart start to consider and to think.
真的是觉得主做的和人做的是不一样的。
We see that the Lord can do what man cannot do.
但是我曾经有一次的经历，主好像在给我说。
The once I had this experience, it seems like the Lord is telling me this.
你看，这是我做的，那是你做的。
Look, this is what I did. That is what you did.
你的能力在神的事情面前是无力的。
Your power before me is powerless.
我的家要靠生命树、智慧树是行不通的，是我要弃绝的。
My house must be built up by the tree of life. The tree of knowledge of good and evil has to be cast out.
第二个，就是我们自己个人的追求。
The second is our own pursuit individually.
在很多的时候，当我们遇到难处的时候，
when we meet difficulties,
我们想要天然的人想要靠着自己的能力硬扛扛过去。
Our natural man wants to use our strength to pass it by.
给自己想各样的办法，各样的路。
We think of a myriad of methods and ways.
没有路了，我还是不放弃。
Even if there seems no way, I would not give up.
感谢主的怜悯。
Thank the Lord for His mercy.
主借着更多的难处显明。
Through even more difficulties, He showed.
你怎么还不认输？
How come you still do not give up?
你那不是路。
That is not the way.
你的路在我面前是死路。
Your way is a dead end before me.
你要靠我，这个路是我，不是你。
I am the way you must rely upon me.
有一次读圣经的时候，
Once when reading the Bible,
我被自己 shocked 到。
I was shocked by myself.
因为我读到了一个地方，是我意想不到的。
Because I read something that is far beyond what I can fathom.
主让我看到了我这个天然的人是多么的爱出风头。
The Lord has shown me that me as a natural person, I really like to get ahead.
其中，亚兰人和以色列人征战。
When there's a fight between the people of Aram and the people of Israel.
以色列人杀了亚兰人十万。
And the Israelites killed 10,000 Aramites.
剩余的逃到了亚一座城里。
The rest fled to a city.
结果城墙倒塌了。
And the wall fell.
城墙倒塌后压死了剩下的27,000人。
And when the wall fell, there is 27,000 people who were killed.
读到这里我们是应该欢喜快乐赞美主的。
When we see this, we ought to rejoice and praise the Lord.
是应该这样的。
We ought to do this.
但是我当时读到这个时候，我发现我心里竟然有一个声音在跟主 argue。
When I read this passage, I noticed that there's a voice in me that was arguing with the Lord.
主啊，怎么一下子就把城墙塌了呢？
How come you caused the wall to fall so quickly?
我准备了那么多，做了那么多的事情。
I prepared so much.
我都还没有派上用场。
I haven't used what I prepared.
你这样那我干什么呢？
If you cause this to happen, then what am I there for?
所以也许我当时还没有看到自己的这个爱出风头，不自量力。
Perhaps I was not clear on my own pride.
但是显然主看到了。
But the Lord has seen it.
主一方面显明我心里的光景。
The Lord has revealed the condition of my heart.
另一方面。
And on the other hand.
他在说。
He says,
神的家是我，不能由着你胡来。
God's house is mine. You cannot come and meddle with it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的家是他，不是我们。
His house is him, not us.
他要的是他的生命，且全部是他的生命。
He wants his life, and it has to be completely his life.
除他生命以外的，其他都不能要。
Besides his life, there's nothing that can be done.
求主继续的亲自带领我们，
May the Lord continue to lead us himself.
我们可以心甘乐意的活着是为他。
That we will willingly live for him.
好，结束，结束。
That concludes my sharing.
我想先读一节圣经，在士师记第七章第二节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 7, verse 2.
耶和华对对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在你们他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了我们。
And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying my own hand has saved me.
我们特别注意就是后面的半句说，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了我们。
Let us pay attention to the second half. It says, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me.
紧接着，神就叫基甸让那些恐惧、害怕的、惧怕、胆怯的回去，又让那些喝水方式不对的人回去。
Then following this, God asked Gideon to release those people who are afraid and also those who drink water in the incorrect fashion.
从刚开始的32000人变到了最后的只剩下300人。
From before, there's 320,000 people. In the end, there's only 300.
表面上看是神在筛选人并拣选人来跟随他。
Outwardly, it feels that God is choosing and filtering.
我以前听到神在筛选人是很消极的。
When I thought in the past, when I heard of God choosing, it was very pessimistic.
其实神的心意并不是要故意来丢弃我们，神的心意是想拣选每一个人。
But in actuality, God doesn't want to filter anyone out. He wants to choose every single one of us.
可是由于我们的心是不对的，神很痛心不能拣选更多人来跟随他。
But because our hearts are not right, it actually pains God's heart that he couldn't choose every single one of us.
我觉得我们的心应该是迫切的，我想要被主选上，而不是被动说主为什么不选我。
We should have this desire in our heart that we want to be chosen by the Lord instead of being passive and saying, Lord, well, you didn't choose me.
神拣选我们是根据于我们的心是不是真心想依靠他。
God's election is based on our heart condition, whether we rely on him.
我觉得我们天然人都是想要靠自己，我们不懂得怎样来依靠主。
Our natural man is one that would rely on ourselves and do not know how to rely on the Lord.
我们在生活上面，我们靠着自己养成的习惯，我们好的品行来生活。
In our daily living, we rely upon good routine and good habits.
在工作上面，我们用世界的方法来工作，我们努力的工作，想要讨老板的喜欢。
In our workplace, we use the world's methods to try our best to gain the pleasure of gain the favor of our boss.
在服事上，我们想要努力的把事情做好，想要很快就看到果效。
In service, we want to use all our strength to serve, and we want to quickly see fruit.
其实这一切的根源就是我想要被人看见，我想要被人称赞。
The source of all this is that we're still trying to please men.
我们想要自己得荣耀，我们想要证明我们自己是很好的。
And we still want to gain glory for ourselves. We want to prove that we're good.
但主的话告诉我们说，我们不要靠自己，神不要我们高举自己。
But the Lord's words tell us that we should not look at ourselves and we should not lift ourselves up.
神要我们全心来倚靠他。
God wants our entire heart to rely upon him.
只有这样，我们心中才有确据，这事是出于主，主才能得荣耀。
Only in that way that we can have the assurance that this thing is from the Lord and he can gain the glory.
当我们依靠自己的时候，我们已经不活在生命的里面了。
When we rely on ourselves, we are no longer living in this life.
我们外面虽然很努力，我们自己也祷告求主帮助我们。
Outwardly, even though we strive and we pray to ask the Lord to help us.
但是我们里面是没有力量的，我们对主的认识也是不能够往前的。
But within we have no strength and we cannot move forward with our knowing of our Lord.
我想到我小时候在学自行车的时候，那时用的自行车是很老的那种自行车。
I remember when I was young and learning how to ride a bicycle. It was a very old style bicycle.
Yeah, 就是那个车的链条是很松的，一不小心链条就会脱落。
It's a very old bicycle, and the chains are very loose. So if we're not careful, the chains will fall off.
Yeah, 当链条脱落的时候，我是脚去蹬车的时候就会踩了空。
And if the chain fell off, then when I step on the pedal, then it wouldn't work.
Yeah, 就是车是不能往前的。
The bike would not go forward.
就像链条必须与那个齿轮是连在一起的，车才能往前。
The chain needs to be on the gears so that the bike would continue forward.
我们与主也必须是连在一起的，我们的心必须是靠近主的，我们才能往前。
And in the same way, we need to move forward if we are connected with our Lord.
如果我们的心没有依靠他，我们外面再怎么努力，我们都是没有用。
If our heart is not connected with, if not relying upon the Lord, then no matter how much we strive outwardly, it is in vain.
我在想，就是我们怎么从依靠自己到来依靠主呢？
Now, how do we turn from relying ourselves to relying upon the Lord?
前段时间弟兄有交通过在环境中的醒悟。
Lately the brothers have shared on being awakened through circumstance.
如果我们起初信主的时候对主是就是有一个单纯的心，被主的爱吸引，我觉得是非常好的。
If when we first believe the Lord, we had a simple and pure heart and be drawn to the Lord, that is very good.
我觉得这样的情况也我们也容易来依靠主。
And in that condition, we would strive to follow the Lord.
如果起初信主的时候心是复杂的，也没有清楚的遇见过主的经历。
If when we first believe the Lord, our hearts are complicated and we didn't experience the Lord,
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the Lord's mercy.
神说他乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里面。
God says he is pleased to reveal his son in our hearts.
主绝对没有意思要让我们不让我们来认识他。
The Lord does not have a desire to hide himself from us.
我们需要有一个寻求的心，有一个柔软的心。
We must have a seeking heart and a tender heart.
当环境临到我们的时候，我们能够从里面醒悟过来。
So that when circumstances come about us, that we will be awakened within.
然后我们认识到，原来我所信的主是这样一位又真又活的主，是这样一位爱我的主。
That we would know that the Lord that we believe in is a true and living Lord and one who loves me so much.
我们的心自然而然就想要来投靠他。
Then our hearts will naturally want to rely upon him.
如果我们没有看到主的好，我们是不会懂得来投靠他。
If we did not see his goodness, then we would not want to rely upon him.
我们不仅要有起初的这个醒悟，我们也要不断的从环境中能够醒悟过来。
Not only do we need to be awakened initially, we also need to continue to be awakened through circumstances.
我们确实不缺少环境，但我们缺少从环境中醒悟过来。
We do not lack in circumstances, but we lack in being awakened through those circumstances.
我以前一直觉得自己开车挺好的。
I used to think that I'm a very good driver.
我和张帆在一起以后，他经常说我开车不好。我和张帆在一起。
When I was with my wife, she often says that I'm not a good driver.
就说我这里不对，那里也不对。
I'm wrong here, I'm wrong there.
我总觉得她不懂。我心想，我开了这么多年车，我也开了这么多长途车，我肯定开比你好。
And I thought that she doesn't understand. I have driven so many years, and I've also driven long distances a lot.
直到有一天，有位弟兄坐我的车。
Until one day, a brother was in my car.
他就直接跟我说，我开了哪里不对。
And that brother would directly point out my errors.
然后我一下子就醒过来了，我才知道我开车是有问题的。
Then I finally awakened and I realized that there's some issue with my driving.
我终于在主面前可以承认主开车不好，我要主来教我开车。
So finally, I can come before the Lord and admit that I'm not a good driver. May the Lord teach me how to drive.
我愿意接受别人来指正我。
And I'm willing to be corrected by others.
其实如果我们看到只有看到自己不行，我们才懂得来依靠主。
It's only when we see that we cannot, then we will rely upon the Lord.
我们需要有一个柔软受教的心。
We need to have a tender and teachable heart.
当环境临到我们的时候，我们不至于失去很多醒悟的机会。
So that when circumstances come, that we would not lose out on that opportunity to be awakened.
很多时候，因为我们与主不亲近，我们很软弱。
Oftentimes, we are, because we're not close to the Lord, that we are very weak.
只要我们身上发生一点事情，就能把我们这个人弄得非常的低沉。
As long as some small thing happens, then we are brought down very low.
我们对主失去了信心。
And we lose our faith in our Lord.
但是我们需要回到主的面前，我们需要他的恩典。
But we have to come before the Lord once again, and we need His grace.
就像彼得虽然不相信主能够帮他打到鱼，但是他依然听从了主的话，他下网打鱼。
Just like Peter, how he didn't believe that the casting a net would help, but he followed what the Lord has commanded and he did it.
他就遇见了主，他蒙了光照。
And he met the Lord then, and his heart was illuminated.
所以不管我们多么的低沉，我们都需要有勇气再回到主的面前，把真实的情况告诉主。
Therefore, no matter how low we are at, we must have the courage to return to the Lord again and let Him see our true condition.
他那里永远有路可走。
In Him, there is always a way.
来到主的面前就是我们蒙拯救的时候。
When we come before Him, that is the time of salvation.
好，弟兄姊妹，下面我的交通。我们最近这几周一直在反复交通生命的问题。
Brothers and sisters, I will share on something that we have been talking about lately, that is a matter of life.
我想给大家交通一本书和里面的一个故事。
I want to share a story from a book.
这本书大家可能很多弟兄姊妹都听说过，它是本人约翰写的《天路历程》。
This is a book that many are familiar with, The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan.
这个书里面描述了一个梦。
There's a dream that was described in this book.
在这个梦里面，本人约翰在走天路的时候
，When John Bunyan was walking this way to heaven,
他碰见了一个半路上遇见了一个神采奕奕的青年人。
He met someone young, a very brisk young man,
也在走这条天路
，who is also walking this heavenly way.
然后本人约翰跟他就在这里面，在梦中有一个交谈。
And John Bunyan had this discussion with this man in his dream.
然后本人约翰问他，你想怎么进天堂的大门？
And John Bunyan asked him, how do you want to be brought into, how do you want to enter the gates of heaven?
这个年轻人说，别人怎么进去，我也怎么进去。
And this young man says, how other people enter, I will also enter likewise.
然后本人约翰问他，你怎么确定天堂的大门会向你打开？
And John Bunyan asked him, how do you have the assurance that the gates of heaven will be open to you?
他回答说，我知道神的旨意，并且我一向规规矩矩的过日子。
He answered, I know God's eternal purpose, and I always conduct my daily living accordingly.
然后本人约翰说，可是你不是从这一条天路起头的那一个门进来的。
And John Bunyan said, but you didn't enter in that way from the beginning.
然后这个青年人说，你完全不认识我。
Then the young man says, you do not know me.
我走的也是通往天堂的路。
I'm also walking this way towards heaven.
他们就没有办法在一起走了。
They cannot walk together anymore.
后来书中写到，本人约翰在天堂的门口又看见这个年轻人。
Later on in the book, and John Bunyan also saw this young man again.
本人约翰称他为无知。
John Bunyan called him ignorance.
他是被一个叫做空想的摆渡人带到那里的。
He was brought there by someone named Vain Hope.
这个无知他敲门，满心以为门会为他打开。
This ignorance knocked on the door, thinking that the door will be open to him.
但是他拿不出来进门的证据。
But he couldn't bring out the approval for entering into the gate.
然后他就掉到地狱里面去了。
And then he fell into Hades.
当本人约翰看到这一幕的时候，他就说
When John Bunyan saw this, he said,
这时我才知道，即使在天的门口，也有直通到地狱的路。
That this is when I know that even at the gates of heaven, there is a way directly to hell.
然后他就从梦中惊醒过来。
And he woke up from the dream.
我读到这里的时候，我读这本书的时候，我心里面有个感觉。
When I read this, I had this feeling in my heart.
每一个重生得救的人，都是从梦中醒过来的人。
Everyone who is born again was awakened from a dream.
我想不仅是重生。
Not just being born again.
恐怕每件属灵的事，我们得着都是一个醒过来的经历。
Perhaps every spiritual matter, when we obtain it, it is an experience of awakened from the dream.
从此我们就会知道一件事情。
Then we'll know one thing from that point forward.
我得着一个东西。
I gained something.
我过去没有。
Before I didn't have it.
但是我现在得着了。
But now I have it.
从此这一个生命的经历。
From this experience of life.
我一遇见我就认了。
When I experience it, I would know it.
我一遇见我里面就会有响应。
When I experience it, the deep will call upon the deep.
这个不在乎是否能够想得明白说得清楚。
It is not whether we can explain it clearly.
这个只在乎有或者没有。
It is only about whether we have it or not.
就像这个无知的，这个叫无知的青年人。
Just like this young man who is called ignorance.
他知道神的旨意，也愿意照着做。
He knows the will of God and he is willing to do it accordingly.
但是他里面没有。
But within, he didn't have it.
他还觉得以为有
But he thought he did.
就好像一个睡着的人一样
It's like someone who has fallen asleep.
一个做梦的人是不知道自己睡着的
Someone who is dreaming doesn't know that he is asleep.
反倒以为梦里面的是最真实的
He actually thinks whatever is in a dream is the most real.
怎么样才能醒过来呢
How would we be awakened?
本人约翰他自己得救的经历是非常曲折的
For John Bunyan himself, his salvation was a very difficult path.
我想我们个人得救的经历不同。
We all have different experiences of how we were saved.
我交通本人约翰他的经历。
I'll share what experience that John Bunyan had.
他曾多次祈祷。
He prayed often.
但是得不到。
But he couldn't obtain it.
他说他在长久的寻求当中，有一两百次想要停止祷告。
He said in his prayer 100 or 200 times he wanted to stop praying.
但是他没有停止，他继续寻求。
But he didn't stop, he continued to seek.
直到他在信心中看见了几件事情。
Until he saw something in his faith.
他看见了主宝血的救赎。
He saw the salvation of the precious blood of the Lord.
他看见自己有份于主耶稣基督所赐的新生命。
He saw that he has a portion in this new life that the Lord has given.
他看见基督成为他的义。
He saw that Christ has become his righteousness.
一个醒过来的人就知道什么是醒过来，也知道什么是睡着。
For someone who has been awakened, he knows what it means to be awakened, and he also knows what it means to be sleeping.
所以本人约翰对这一个叫做无知的青年人或者这一类的人有一个基本的判断。
So John Bunyan had, for people like ignorance, he had this judgment.
他说，他对这个青年人说。
He said this about the young man.
你一生对自己没有正确的想法。
You didn't have the right thoughts towards your own life.
你也看不出来你与生俱来的软弱。
And you cannot see your own weaknesses.
当你不觉得需要他的时候
When you think that you do not need him.
你怎么能说你相信基督呢
Then how can you say that you believe Christ?
我觉得一个人如果不知道审判的可怕
If someone doesn't know the judgment at the end, the severity of the judgment.
就不会觉得救恩有多宝贵。
Then we would not think how precious the salvation is.
如果一个人没有为罪的羞耻、忧伤、痛悔过
，If we didn't have a broken and contrite heart because of sin,
就不会认为主爱是有多么的感动可以流泪。
And we wouldn't know that God's, the Lord's love will cause us to be brought to tears.
我们今天这个时代，其实我们是一群非常奇怪的人。
Today in this generation, we are weird people.
我们竟然会相信有审判。
We would believe that there is a judgment.
我们也会为一些这个世界普遍接受的行为忧伤痛悔。
And we wouldn't have a broken, contrite heart for some things that the world has accepted.
生命的感觉是从悔改开始的。
The feeling of life, the sense of life comes from repentance.
之前弟兄交通，也是主日的交通提到，我们需要经常回到起头的经历。
Earlier, brothers shared on Sunday that we need to have the experience of going back to the beginning.
如果我们没有真正的寻求，我们相信的就只是空想了。
If we do not have this true pursuit, then what we believe is just in vain.
但是我们里面的情况真的是知道没有主不行。
But if in us we know that without the Lord we can be nothing, we will be nothing.
我们要有真正的寻求。
Then we will have true pursuit.
我们信心要开始工作
，and our faith will start working.
圣灵就要用主的话在我们心里工作
，the Holy Spirit will use the Lord's word to do His work in us.
把我们里面的生命的火点起来
，and then the fire in us will be ignited.
我们才知道怎么生活
，then we'll know how to live.
我交通到这里
，this concludes my sermon.
弟兄姊妹，我今天的分享也是关于生命。
Brothers and sisters, I'll also share on life.
开头我想给大家读一节圣经。
Let's read, turn to a Bible passage.
伟修弟兄和博弟兄也都跟大家读过。
And Brother Benjamin and also Brother Bohr has read this recently.
就是约翰福音的十章十节的下半句。
This is in John chapter 10 verse 9b.
我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and life more abundantly.
我愿意接着上个礼拜伟修弟兄分享无柄二鱼的神迹给的生命和保足的生命有点分享。
I want to continue sharing from what Benjamin shared regarding the two bread, the five bread and two, the five loaves of bread and two fish.
他分享了关于煮饭和吃饭的比喻。
He shared on this parable, a parable regarding cooking
and 吃饭
regarding eating.
煮饭就像是在聚会前的预备。
And cooking is like preparing before a meeting.
他说吃饭就像是在聚会中听主的话。
And eating is like in the meeting we will listen to the Lord's word.
我觉得这个比喻就是很好，因为我们大家每天都是做的事情，就是要天天吃饭。
I think this is a good analogy because every day we eat and we cook.
他还说你不要以为你自己不是在煮饭。
And he says that do not think that you're not cooking.
他说我们在主面前的预备，虽然不像是主餐，但是就像一些小菜一碟。
Perhaps we're not cooking the main meal, main dish, but we can be preparing an appetizer.
但是也是很也可能会很有可口，很供有供应人。
But perhaps this, even this dish of appetizer would supply others.
我听了就是很受提醒，也很受鼓舞。
When I heard this, I was encouraged.
受提醒呢，就是说自己在主面前的预备常常也是有亏欠的。
And also reminding that I often have a lack in preparing before a meeting.
但是受鼓励的是，就是说我们应该有主的生命在主面前，在弟兄姊妹面前有点分享。也是可以供应到弟兄姊妹的需要的。
But I was encouraged that if we have some preparation and we have some sharing, then that could supply the other brothers and sisters.
主说他来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。
The Lord said that he came to give life and life more abundantly.
我觉得在聚会里主借着弟兄姊妹使我们得更丰盛的生命。我觉得是在聚会里边主让通过弟兄姊妹让我们得更丰盛的生命。
It is through meetings that the Lord has given us opportunity to get, obtain life more abundantly.
我觉得弟兄姊妹都给出一点点，就是我们就可以得丰盛的生命。
As long as brothers and sisters will all give a little, then we could have that abundant life.
就可以得到饱足。
And we could be filled.
我觉得我自己参加聚会的时候， 总是有这个，也有这个体，都有这个体会。
And I also have this understanding when I attend meetings.
就在查经聚会的时候。
Just like in Bible studies.
在查经聚会之前，有时候读圣经，好像有时候不太明白。
Sometimes before a Bible study, I read scripture and we do not fully understand.
但是一来到聚会当中，主的光就很强。
So when we come to a meeting, the Lord's light is very strong.
接着弟兄姊妹的分享，我好像就有更多一点启发。
Through brothers and sisters sharing, that we would have more revelation.
我觉得有整个图画就很清晰，然后也对主的心意也明白了一些。
The picture would become clear, and I would know God's heart.
我就像祷告聚会也是。
Or also like prayer meeting.
我觉得几年前我爸得了胃癌。
I remember a few years ago, my father had cancer, stomach cancer.
在最后的几个月当中，我常常给他视频。
And I often had,
给他视频。
Oh, I often had video chat with him.
生活也比较忙碌。
And it's very busy in my life.
有一次祷告聚会，我要在犹豫到底是去还是不去。
One prayer meeting, I was hesitating on whether I should attend or not.
但是主在心里提醒说，就是你不要停止聚会。
But the Lord reminded me that I should not stop gathering.
最后我还是去了。
So I went.
当时我并没有开口祷告。
I didn't open my mouth to prayer.
但在聚会当中，主借着弟兄姊妹的祷告就安慰了我的心。
But during the meeting, through the prayers of brothers and sisters, the Lord comforted my heart.
就我下沉的那个灵就被提起来了。
So my downcast spirit was lifted up.
我觉得来到波饼聚会还有读经交通聚会我都来到波饼聚会和读经交通聚会
And when we come to Breaking Bread meeting and also fellowship meeting
每次都能得到主借着弟兄姊妹 生命的供应
Every time we can have the supply that the Lord has given through brothers and sisters
另外我还想说就是说在主日信息我觉得更像是年长弟兄在请我们来吃饭
And for messages on Sunday, it is like elderly brothers are inviting us to a meal.
我们都知道一个人的健康，除了锻炼，还需要有好好的吃饭。
We know that our health relies not just on exercise, but also good eating.
我觉得吃属灵的饭也更是要特别注意。
I think our spiritual dining experience must pay heed.
我就简单的提几点我觉得比较重要的。
I'll mention a few things that I think is very important.
第一个就是要有一个好的属灵的胃口。
First is that we must have a good spiritual appetite.
就灵里要对主有一个渴慕的心。
That in our spirit we have a longing for the Lord.
就单纯强烈要主的心。
A pure and simple desire to want the Lord.
第二个就是要细嚼慢咽。
The second is that we must chew carefully.
就是要常常默想主的话。
That is to say, we must meditate upon the Lord's word.
我们有时候也有不明白的时候。
There are times when we do not comprehend.
我觉得就可以学习像主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Then we can learn from the example of the Lord's earthly mother Mary.
我们可以反复思想。
We can continue to meditate upon.
我们主也赐给我们有弟兄姊妹，可以跟弟兄姊妹有。在主里有交通。
The Lord has also given us brothers and sisters that we can have fellowship in the Lord.
第三个就是不要挑食。
The third is that we should not be picky eaters.
对主的话不要有选择性的去听。
That we should not be picky on what the Lord has said to us.
主可以通过弟兄姊妹可能会责备我们。
The Lord might reprimand us through brothers and sisters.
或者是警戒我们
or to warn us,
或者是劝勉我们
or to encourage us,
我们都要听
we have to listen to all that.
第四个就是我们 要有规律的属灵生活
The fourth is that we must have a good routine in spiritual life.
每天亲近主
Daily we draw near to the Lord.
读主的话
Read his word.
也可以思想我们就是弟兄姊妹就是主日的信息的教信息
and to meditate upon the messages that were shared on Sundays.
最后我想说，就是我们都要操练，积极的就尽心尽力的去煮饭。
We must also exercise that we would use all our strength and all our mind to cook.
就要有一个好的属灵的生活，就是好好的吃这个属灵的饭。
And we have a good spiritual life that will eat this good spiritual meal.
我们就可以在聚会当中供应我们的一份的生命。
That we can also share our life and supply to others.
也可以被别的弟兄姊妹供应。
And we can supply other brothers and sisters.
就是生命也可以，就是生命可以成长成熟。
That our life may grow and mature.
这是我今天一点分享。
This is my sharing today.
最近我们家庭组一直在读撒母耳记上。
Lately, our family gathering is reading 1 Samuel.
所以我跟其他弟兄姊妹的负担也是一样，我想借着撒母耳来一同思想我们这个生命和我们生命上这个条路上所遇到的问题。
My burden is the same with brothers and sisters that through Samuel will think about the matter of life.
我想先从扫罗和大卫这两个开始的以色列的王来看我们基督徒生命的路。
Let's first look at Saul and David, these two kings, on the life of the way of life.
扫罗好像代表着我们那个属肉体的那个老旧的生命。
Saul represents our natural life.
大卫代表着好像是我们属灵的，是基督的那种新生命。
And David represents the new life that we have in Christ.
扫罗一生他不停地做事，他不停地与腓力士人征战。
Saul, all his life, he continues to work and he continues to strive with the Philistines.
但我们发现他一生所做的没有一件事可以讨神的喜悦。
So we see that in all the things that he did, not a single matter pleased God.
所以神在这让我们提醒我们，就是我们靠着我们这种老旧的生命，我们不管我们是多好，我们多努力，都不能讨神的喜悦。
God is reminding us that if we rely on our natural life,that no matter how much we strive, no matter how good we are, we cannot please Him.
其实我们每一个人在信主之前，我们都是这种老旧的生命在我们里面作王。
Before we knew the Lord, we all have this old life that is reigns in our heart.
但是我们看到神后来，为以色列立了大卫做新王。
So we see later that God has set David as a new king.
废弃了扫罗。
And abolished Saul.
但是在这个时候，我们发现以色列中就出现了两个王。
And we see that in this time there's two kings in Israel.
我们知道在神那里，大卫是真正的王，扫罗是被废弃的。
We know according to God, David is the true king, and Saul has been abolished.
但是我们看到在人那里，扫罗还是做王。
But from the point of view of man, Saul continues to reign as king.
当时大约只有600人来跟随大卫。
There is only about 600 men who followed David.
所以这也代表着其实我们大多数基督徒的那种生命的光景。
This represents the condition of a lot of Christians.
那我们信主之后，神把基督的那个生命放在我们里面。
After we believe the Lord, God has put the life of Christ in us.
神让基督的那个生命成为我们里面的主。
God has caused the life of Christ to become a seed in us.
他废弃了我们那种老我的生命对我们的捆绑
and abolished the old life that we have and the bondage from that old life.
但是我们看到在我们实际的生活里
but in our daily reality,
我们还是老我的生命继续在作王
our old life continues to reign.
就跟以色列人是一样的
this is the same as the Israelites.
我们老我的生命在里面实际上我们也要承认基督的生命是好的是义的
Our old life would also admit that Christ's life is good and righteous.
就像扫罗对大卫说，说你比我公义。
Just like Saul said that same thing to David, that you are more righteous than I.
但是扫罗他就没有办法停止追杀大卫。
But Saul still couldn't stop pursuing and trying to kill David.
所以好像我们这个老我的生命在我们里面，也没法和基督的生命好像是和平共存。
That is to say, our old life cannot coexist in harmony with the new life of Christ.
我们的主告诉我们，一个人不能服侍两个主。
Our Lord has told us that a man cannot serve two masters.
以色列人不能既服侍扫罗又服侍大卫。
The Israelites cannot serve both Saul and David.
我们基督徒也是一样，不能让这个老我的生命在我们里面继续作王，同时也让基督的生命在我们里面作王。
For Christians, it is the same that we cannot let our old life reign, but also want Christ's life to reign.
在撒母耳记里，神让我们看到这两个生命是一直在相争。
In the books of Samuel, we see that these two continue to fight.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
Because the flesh is against the spirit, and spirit against the flesh.
这好像就是我们基督徒成长好像必须走过的这条路。
This seems to be an experience of Christians as they grow.
但是神不让我们停在这种光景里面。
But God does not let us stay in this condition.
而且我们自己也不应该满足这种光景。
And we also should not be content in this condition.
因为神最终的旨意是让大卫做王。
Because God's end goal is for David to be king.
咱们发现一个问题，就是扫罗如果不死的话，大卫就没有办法做王。
And we see that if Saul does not die, then David cannot be king.
如果我们里面这个老我的生命不死的话，基督的生命永远也不能做王。
If our old man does not die, then Christ's life cannot reign.
我们里面这个老我的生命能够死多少，基督的生命就能从我们里面能彰显出多少。
How much our old life can die, then the more Christ's life can manifest in us.
那我们也知道我们老我生命的死亡只能靠十字架。
And we also know that the old man can only die by the cross.
所以生命永远是和十字架连在一起。
Therefore life is always connected with the cross.
我们一个人在这个生命的路上背了多少十字架，我们就能得到多少生命。
How much cross we bear, then how much life we can get.
但是我们好像在背十字架上常常，对我来说，我曾经遇到过两种绝望。
So when we bear the cross, at least to me, I often have these two kinds of hopelessness.
或者是两个问题。
Or two questions.
这两个问题常常拦阻我们能背十字架，能来到神的面前。
These two questions often hinder us from coming before the Lord in the cross.
第一个就是我以前的时候总是认为背十字架，背这个字一定要代表我自己要做什么。
The first is that in the past, I always thought bearing the cross, the word to bear means that I need to do something.
如果我自己什么都不做的话，那怎么背呢？
If I do not do anything, then how could I bear it?
但实际上后来才发现，背十字架实际上就是让我们自己不靠自己做什么。
But later on, I found out that to bear the cross means that we are not relying upon ourselves.
而是要单单靠着主，相信主来做。
But to only rely on the Lord that He would do it.
我们发现扫罗一生，他都在与腓力士人征战。
We discovered that Saul all his life is fighting against the Philistines.
腓力士代表就是那种天然的人。
The Philistines represent earthly men.
所以就好像是我们基督徒一生都在与肉体和这种天然和这种己征战一样。
So in other words, Christians are in all our lives continue to fight against the flesh.
但我们发现扫罗最后死在与腓力士人的战场之上。
In the end, Saul died on fighting against the Philistines.
因为扫罗一生都在靠他自己在那里征战。
Because Saul is always relying upon his own strength.
扫罗一生没有靠过神。
He has never relied upon God.
虽然他很多时候想靠神，但是他最终还是靠了自己。
Even though he often wants to rely upon the Lord, the God, he and in the end relies upon himself.
所以在撒母耳记上，让我们看到扫罗好像在与这个己征战一辈子之后，最后还是失败了。
So we see in 1 Samuel that Saul has fought against self all his life and still failed.
如果我们像扫罗一样，我们也是靠自己来与这个好像背这个十字架来对付我们自己。
If we're like Saul and we use ourselves to try to bear the cross to deal with ourselves,
我们到最后就会陷入一种绝望。
In the end, we will have this kind of hopelessness.
这就是保罗在罗马书里告诉我们，他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？”
This is what Paul said in Romans, and how wretched I am. Who can save me from this body?
我们背十字架的时候，我们也会常常遇到另外一种绝望。
When we bear the cross, there is also another kind of hopelessness.
因为我们好像总是有意无意的时候给十字架加一个限制。
Because perhaps consciously or subconsciously we add a restriction for the cross.
这个限制好像可以是时间上的。
This restriction could be a restriction of time.
比如说我受苦，我生病，我处在一个很艰难的环境之中。
As if I'm in a very dire situation and I'm suffering and I have illness.
我跟主说，主啊，我知道这是你给我的十字架，我愿意背。
I tell the Lord, we tell the Lord, I know that this is a cross that you have caused me to bear and I'm willing to bear it.
但是我们常常在心里偷偷给它加上一个时间。
But we often secretly added a condition of time.
我要一个小时，或者是一天，或者是一年。
Perhaps an hour, a day, or a year.
也许这种想法我们自己都不清楚。
Perhaps we are not even clear that we had this kind of thought.
当如果我受苦的时间超过我心里的这个预期的时候
，When my suffering has exceeded the time limit that I have set for myself，
我里面就产生一种失望和绝望。
Then I would have this hopelessness within.
因为我会问主，我说主，这个十字架到底要背到什么时候
？Then I would ask the Lord, when Lord will you take this cross away from me?
说主，你为什么不救我
？How come you are not saving me, Lord?
我们这个限制也可以是次数上的。
And this restriction could also be a restriction of multiplicity, number of times.
我们生活中会有很多的矛盾。
We have a lot of contradiction in our lives.
家庭中会有夫妻的矛盾。
We have conflict between husband and wife.
我们可能会与我们的室友有矛盾。
Or with our roommates.
我们工作上也可能会有矛盾。
Or with our coworkers.
当我们每次遇到这种矛盾的时候，我们可能说主啊，我愿意背起这个十字架。
And at any time we have these kind of conflicts, we tell the Lord we're willing to bear the cross.
所以我要原谅对方，我原谅一次、两次、三次。
So I will forgive others one time, twice, thrice.
但是好像我们里面有一个限制。
But we have this limitation. We have this restriction within.
如果我原谅的次数超过我里面那个心理的限制的时候，
If I have forgiven others that exceed the number of times what I have set in my heart,
我里面就会绝望。
Then I would have a hopelessness.
我说为什么每次都是我要原谅？
How come every time it is I who have to forgive others?
很多时候我们也会给这个十字架加上那种过程和结果的限制。
Or perhaps we often add in the restriction of the process or the end.
如果当这个事情的发展不是我想要背十字架，但是如果事情发展不是我想象的那样的时候，我里面就会有一种失望和绝望。
I'm willing to bear the cross, but if the process is not how I imagined it, then I will have a hopelessness within.
常常可能被主说，主，我不是背了十字架吗？你为什么还不答应我？
We might say to the Lord, Lord, aren't I bearing the cross? How come you have not answered me?
所以我们看到，如果我们像这种给十字架加限制的这种情况，
If we add these restrictions to the cross,
一旦超过限制的时候，我们要用十字架来对付的那种肉体就会大爆发。
And as long as we, whenever that the things exceed that limit that we have set, then our flesh would come out.
其实这并不是真正的背十字架。
This is not true bearing the cross.
其实我们很容易把十字架当成一种工具。
We might turn the bearing the cross into a tool.
很多时候我们是在跟主做交易。
We are doing business with the Lord.
我们常常跟主说，好像是我要背这个十字架，主你能把我想要的给我。
We say to the Lord, I'm willing to bear this cross if you give me that which I want.
这样背十字架只能把我们带到一种绝望里。
Then this kind of bearing the cross will only bring us to hopelessness.
因为这绝不是主的十字架。
Because this is not the Lord's cross.
所以真的是希望我们能够真的是一起共勉，让我们这个生命真的是能走在这个十字架的路上。
Therefore, may we encourage one another that we can live on this life of the cross.
这是我的交通。
This concludes my sharing.
我想交通叫真智慧。
Today I want to share true knowledge.
Wisdom.
True wisdom.
上周六我们交通到了智慧的生活。
Last Saturday we shared on the life of wisdom.
说到基督徒如果没有天上的智慧。
Speaks of if Christians do not have wisdom from above.
那么我们的选择生活服侍中就常常会有很大的悲剧。
Then our election and our service will be in tragedy.
这个智慧是以神的事情为念。
This wisdom is one that is mindful of God's things.
这个智慧能够帮助我们明白神的事情。
This wisdom will allow us to understand the Lord's things.
能够让我们拣选上好的福分。
That we can choose the better part.
我里面就觉得真的太重要了，我一定要得着这个智慧。
Then I thought this is most important. I must gain that wisdom.
后来周中的时候，我就想到过我自己说的一些话。
During the week, I thought of some things that I said.
然后我做过事情的一些方式。
And the way that I did certain things.
我想的时候，我就感觉真的很没智慧。
And when I thought of it, I thought that is lacking in wisdom.
然后那个结果也不是很好。
And the end result wasn't good either.
我就感觉很懊悔。
And I felt regret.
我里面就跟主说，我是真没有智慧，怎么能够得着这样的智慧呢？
I told the Lord from within, I do not have wisdom. How could I gain that wisdom?
后来我想到主耶稣和彼得之间发生了一件事情。Then
I remembered the thing that transpired between our Lord and Peter.
是在马太福音的第16章21到23节。
It is in Matthew chapter
16章21到23节。
16:21-23.
就主耶稣当时告诉门徒，他要受苦、被杀，第三天后要复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
然后第二十二节，彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
And in verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you."
第二十三节，耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的。”因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
In verse 23, but he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men."
我里面突然发现，我说的智慧和神说的智慧，它不是一个东西。
I suddenly realized that the wisdom that God speaks of, the wisdom I'm thinking of, are different.
因为在我的感觉与认识里面，我觉得彼得那很没有智慧。
Because in my understanding, I think Peter does not have wisdom.
正因为他没有智慧，所以在主面前说了那样的话。
Because he doesn't have wisdom, he said these kind of things before the Lord.
所以主耶稣就当着所有人的面责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”
Therefore, the Lord, in front of everyone, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
在那一刻，就从外面来看
，outwardly at that point.
那剩下的十一个门徒都显得比彼得有智慧。
Then the other 11 disciples have more wisdom than Peter.
就连犹大也显得比彼得有智慧。
Even for Judas.
因为犹大都没有讲话。
Because Judas didn't say anything.
犹大也没有被主耶稣责备。
And he wasn't rebuked by the Lord.
只有彼得被责备。
Only Peter was rebuked by the Lord.
我想彼得也会觉得自己没有智慧。
Peter would also think he has no wisdom.
在场的十一个门徒也会觉得彼得没有智慧。
And the other 11 disciples will think Peter doesn't have wisdom.
因为在场只有他做错。
Because there's only one person who did wrong.
但是这个智慧到底是什么？
So what is this wisdom?
彼得说错了话。
Peter said something wrong.
他没有智慧。
He doesn't have wisdom.
剩下的十一个门徒没有讲话。
The other 11 disciples were silent.
他们显得好像比彼得有智慧。
So it seems like they have more wisdom than Peter.
会不会因为这样，那十一个门徒就真的有智慧了？
Would it be because of this that the other 11 disciples truly have wisdom?
其实是不会的。
Actually, no.
那十一个门徒仍然也没有得着智慧。
The other 11 disciples also didn't gain wisdom.
其实别人的失败，别人的愚昧，别人的错误，不会帮助我更有智慧。
In fact, other people's failures and their foolishness will not cause me to have more wisdom.
我的错误也不会使我更没有智慧。
And my failures would not cause me to have less wisdom.
其实智慧不是我们之间这样比出来的。
In actuality, wisdom is not something that we can compare in this way.
今天如果他做错了一件事，我没有做错，那我就有智慧了。
If someone did something wrong and I didn't do anything wrong, then I have more wisdom.
今天我讲错了话，他没有讲错话，那我就没有智慧了。
Today I said something wrong, someone else didn't, so I have less wisdom.
不犯错，不把这个错表现出来，那个都不叫做智慧。
Not committing errors or not showing errors outwardly, that's not wisdom.
彼得那天如果没有讲那句话，
Peter, if he didn't speak up that day,
他如果那天没有被主耶稣责备，
if he wasn't rebuked by the Lord,
他也不会变得更有智慧。
He wouldn't have more wisdom.
因为这样的看自己，要让自己变得更有智慧，在关注自己，为自己，都不能使我们有智慧。
Because looking at ourselves, trying to get more wisdom, this will not give us more wisdom.
因为其实没有智慧，还不在于我们今天缺少智慧。
Because in fact, not having wisdom is not about today that we lack wisdom.
好像我今天多加了一点智慧，我就把问题解决了。
As if we have a bit more wisdom, then we can resolve issues.
没有智慧，是因为我的眼中只有我自己。
Not having wisdom is because I only see myself in my eye.
就连属灵的追求，其实到头来也为着我自己的好处。
Even spiritual pursuit, if we trace it to the end, it is for our own benefit.
这样我就不会被责备。
Then I wouldn't be rebuked.
智慧其实不是一个更好的方法。
Wisdom is not just a better way.
让我不出错。
So that I would not commit errors.
它也不是一个更好的方法让我服侍更有果效。
And it is not a better way so that my service would be more bearing fruit.
主耶稣那天责备彼得之后，
That day when Jesus rebuked Peter,
他就告诉彼得,
he told Peter,
他说你一直在体贴人的意思。
You're mindful of things of men.
你一直都是从你的角度来出发。
You're always starting from your own perspective.
现在你要来关心我的事。
Now you must be mindful of my things.
你要来体贴我的意思。
That you must be mindful of my things.
真的智慧是我们的 interest 在主和主关心的事情上。
The true wisdom is that our interests are on things that the Lord cares about.
如果我今天去关心主的事情,
If today I'm mindful of God's things,
但是到头来我的 interest 还是在我自己是否有智慧上面。
But at the end, my interest is still mainly on whether I have wisdom.
我的 interest 还是在乎我是否能够做得对。
I'm still more interested on whether I'm doing the right things.
这样的位置自己让我们到头来仍然得不着智慧。
Then if we're doing this for ourselves, in the end, we still wouldn't gain wisdom.
因为主耶稣那天他是要往十字架走的。
Because that day the Lord is going towards the cross.
他是真的要去死的。
He is truly going to die.
我的兴趣如果留在我自己的身上,
If my interest remain on myself,
我是永远不会拣选主要走的路的。
I would never elect the way that the Lord is about to walk.
我是不会真的去拣选十字架。
I would not elect the way of the cross.
因为我拣选了十字架就要放弃我的自己。
Because if I elect the cross, then I must cast down my own self.
真的智慧不是彼得那天没有说那句话。
True wisdom is not that that day Peter didn't say that word.
也不是彼得说了一句对的话。
And it's not that Peter would have said something that's right.
真的智慧是我的 focus, 不在我做的如何。
The true wisdom is that my focus is not on how I'm doing things.
真的智慧是我的 focus, 不在我自己的身上。
The true wisdom is that my focus is not on myself anymore.
真的智慧是我们今天被拯救脱离我对自己最有兴趣。
True wisdom is that today we are being saved from being focused on ourselves.
使我的心思，我的 interest, 真的与主和主的事情能够连在一起。
That my mind and my interest could be connected with the Lord's things.
我不在那里只是关注我的自己。
I'm no longer just caring about mindful of my own things.
像彼得那天虽然被责备了。
That day Peter, even though he was rebuked.
但是那天他蒙了拯救。
But that day he was saved.
他从对自己的兴趣，对自己的心思被脱离了一点。
He was saved a little bit from his own interests and his own thoughts.
因着主的责备，他好像更转向主了一点。
Because of the Lord's rebuke, he turned a little bit more towards the Lord.
他真的得着了一点，他真的智慧。
He truly gained a little bit of that true wisdom.
否则彼得那天被主称作撒旦。我想他一辈子也起不来了。
Otherwise, if that day Peter was called Satan, he would never get up ever again.
我们的主今天用各样的事在拯救我们。
Today, the Lord used many things to save us.
拯救我们脱离对自己的兴趣。
To save us out, to be freed from our own interests.
让我们的兴趣、我们的心思能够和主一致。
So that our interests and our minds could be in alignment with the Lord.
主用各样的事情在帮助我们。
The Lord used,
能够得着那真的智慧。
The Lord used many different things to help us to gain that true wisdom.
我想这是我今天想要交通的。
This is today, my sharing for today.
一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
The Lord, we thank you.
主啊，因为你给我们的生命主啊是夺胜的生命。
Because you have given us life that is victorious life.
主啊，你第一天救我们，主啊，你要一生引导我们走在你的义路上。
Even after the first day you saved us, you will guide us all our lives on this way of righteousness.
主啊，帮助我们，主啊，不做无知的人。
Lord, help us not be those who are foolish.
主啊，我们真的能够转向你。
That we could truly turn to you.
主啊，我们能够在乎你，跟从你。
That we could care about you, that we could follow you.
主啊，求你救我们，从我们各样，主啊，自己的追求当中能够出得来。
Lord, save us out of the pursuits that we have ourselves.
主啊，我们再一次悔改在你的面前，能够转向你。
We once again repent before you that we want to turn back to you.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，因为你的恩典怜悯，主啊，不至断绝。
We thank you because your grace and your mercy is bountiful.
主啊，我们今天所得着的盼望是一个活的盼望。
And today the hope that we have is a living hope.
让我们每天都有盼望能够来继续跟从你。
That every day we have hope to continue to follow you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
we'll conclude our meeting here today.